Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
How aware are you of the people throughout your day that God wants you to minister to? Are you so caught up in your own life that you're missing those golden opportunities to touch someone and love them? I'm Ron, your host, and today we are bringing back to our awareness that our lives are not our own, but we are here to love and minister to those who we come in contact with throughout our day.
I was in a doctor's office this morning, and a lady and a man came in. She was in a wheelchair, and of all things, they had the news playing in a doctor's office on the TV on the wall, and it was just chaos after chaos after chaos. I looked at these two people and I says, what hope do they have? Where can they turn? What can they do? That's when it came to me. I do all things as unto the Lord. Immediately, like a wave passed over, the chaos is gone. The discouragement, the futility is gone, because we've set our spirit, we've set our focus to do all things as unto Him. I think what that does is it gives out a big shout, God, here I am. I'm going to serve you today. I'm going to worship you today. You are my today.
Yeah. Practice the presence of the Lord. Live in the realm of spirit. No matter what you're doing with your body, live in the realm of spirit and just cause yourself to be aware of what's going on around you. There's so many people, like you were talking about, especially men, who get so focused on the details of what they're doing, they can't perceive what's going on around them. Are you aware of your surroundings? Are you aware of what's going on around you? And I think more so in the spirit realm is what we need, because then it's like maybe somebody you're near around needs that touch. And if you're not aware, you're not going to touch them. God's not going to touch them. He just missed an opportunity because of your lack of awareness. My wife and I were in the store. I happened to notice this gentleman with a young boy. He's probably 8-ish. I just was watching. And this young guy pushed the cart and he ran into the mayonnaise jar. Knocked one of them on the floor. And so he set the cart a little bit to the side, picked up that jar and put it back where it belonged. I took note and then continued on through the store, and we saw them again. And as we were getting ready to go one way, they were going the other way. I just felt led and I just leaned over and with a good loud voice said, you know, your boys are wonderful. And I said, whatever you're doing, keep it up, because you're doing a really good job with them. The wife started to cry. The gentleman was just like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And so we split up. Well, we ran into him probably 5 or 6 more times in the store. It built from where it started. It continued to build up. Last couple times, man, he just, God bless you, man. God bless you. That little act of kindness made their day. If we did nothing else in that store, that's what God had us doing with that particular family.
We don't want to miss the little things.
No.
Or the big things. I mean, we may think it's a small thing and it may be a big thing, you know, to that family. It could have been something that turned their whole day around, their whole week around. I mean, their whole thinking around. Wow, this stranger is seeing something good in our family, and maybe we're not as screwed up as we thought we were.
Yeah.
Somebody where you would least expect it bears the greatest blessing. Will you be aware? I'll make you a way in the wilderness, a river in the desert. Do not remember the former things. Do not remember the past. Will you be aware? God, I don't think, runs out and says, well, you know, today I'm going to go down here and I'm going to set up this situation. I'm going to set up that situation. I think it's us who have to catch up to him.
Right.
And like you're saying, Ron and Dale, is you don't know if it's a little thing or a big thing. But what I do know is if you miss that opportunity, then God has to find another person to walk in that family or the situation to speak what you should have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to meet people. He wants to bless people. If we are not aware that we are a means by which God can do it, then who's he going to use?
Exactly.
That brings up a subject that I think is important. If you do miss it, no self-condemnation.
No.
Because he's God, and he knows what you're going to do. So if there is a new awareness, a better set of spiritual eyes, he actually won. Because next time, you know the old saying, Johnny on the spot, you'll be there. That even can be a way where God works with us.
Right.
Maybe this was a tune-up. This was a you practicing being led by the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You learn how to do it because it's going to have an unfolding situation in your life.
Yeah. As we're talking, I'm thinking, Lord, you know, lead my day and let there be circumstances and people out there that I can touch. Do you realize how needy this world is? There are probably billions of circumstances that God wants to touch. Millions and billions of people that he wants to touch. So I don't even think it's an issue looking for the leading of the Lord. The leading of the Lord is just ministering his presence and blessing people and loving people wherever you're at. You know, you can't go wrong loving people. You can't go wrong being kind to them. You can't go wrong saying hi. You can't go wrong, you know, reaching out and creating a conversation with somebody just because. I don't even think you have to feel led. There's so much need out there. And God wants to touch people.
Yep.
Plain wants to touch people, and he needs people to touch people. I think there's just a heart of love and kindness. I have a feeling that if we just walk in that heart of kindness and love towards everybody, you're going to be more led than you can even imagine.
Yep.
The things that will happen around you and through you just because you care, just because you see some lady on a cane and she walks by you and you say hi. Or how's your day? Can I help you with your groceries?
Mm-hmm.
That simple act of kindness and reaching out, who knows what could happen?
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, Tuned in and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.